make it, do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
Campbell on second down and 5.5. Looks right. Comes back to the left. Going long for Gordon. He's out there. And he caught the ball at the 20, at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown!
Well, unbelievable catch. Unbelievable throw.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily. Driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Takes the snap. Dalton back. Looking near side. Throws it. Picked off. And an open run. It's Joe Hayden. And he's in. Touchdown.
And now, here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura.
So much ground to cover on this Football Wednesday edition of CBD. Vic and Nathan with you the next 2 hours. Mini camp underway. The second practice here in Berea, going to be wrapping it up in about 30 minutes in the Casey Coleman Fieldhouse. Got a lot of thoughts that we're going to give on that, on our hot topics, which of course are sponsored by Ohio Business Machines, OBM. We're going to give you that rundown. And I think we got to start with Mike Pettine. We got to start with what he said, Nathan, yesterday after practice, because it was, to say the least, revealing. The head coach of any NFL team generally doesn't give as much draft strategy thoughts as I thought Mike Pettine did, you thought Mike Pettine did. I think we shared some of it on yesterday's show, but we want to dive in there today because it's two topics. The main one, of course, being that the Browns could take their quarterback later than four, that he would be happy to have the so-called difference maker or non-quarterback position addressed earlier, and that perhaps his experience with rookie quarterbacks not turning out so well for the previous teams he has been on. Buffalo last year, the Jets before that, the Ravens before that, especially the rookie quarterbacks. And the idea that you don't want to even put that guy around there, you want to build things strong around that guy. And so we want to put it out there to people. Do we think still that it's important for this team to get a quarterback at 4 or even 26? Is it a first-round thought? And then the other main thing, and you jumped on this too, is the idea that Mitchell Schwartz stays put at tackle and doesn't seem to be, that position doesn't seem to be a crying need in the mindset of the head coach of this football team.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, we're going to go through our new updated mock drafts later today, yeah. And his comments did have an impact on me on some level. I still would not be surprised. I still don't think they're taking a quarterback. That hasn't changed in his comments. Just kind of supported
at,
that,
at
but
four
didn't
or
change
in the
at,
first
four,
round.
At four.
Okay.
At four.
Okay.
Only at four.
Yep.
The fact, though, that he came out and said that he didn't, that tackle to him is not a big position of need. And you add that to the fact that Mitchell Schwartz said yesterday that nobody's spoken to him about moving to guard. It hasn't been even addressed to him as a possibility. It makes you wonder if they really do go that Greg Robinson, Jake Matthews way at number four. And that's kind of where I was at. I really thought this team with the Seattle model would do that. Now, we know that they like Sammy Watkins quite a bit. We know that he's an impact player in the minds of general manager Ray Farmer.
Right.
Now, is this all smoke? Is it all deliberate? Hey, we're going to talk up Sammy Watkins a little bit on the press conference or on Monday, and then we're going to have the coach come out and say we don't want a quarterback early and we don't want a tackle early, so basically that's where it leads you? Maybe. And maybe it's just that easy. They feel confident that they will be able to get Sammy Watkins there, and so it doesn't matter. Plus, by the way, he's a great trade-down target if that is ultimately their plan.
Sure.
No problem talking up a guy that's likely to be there and likely to have interest from other teams in the top 10. I don't mind that at all. I think that's a good idea, but when you hear from Mike Pettine and you hear the things that he said, it was the most honest and open, or I don't know if I can use
the word, dishonest and open
about the thought process,
right,
about the first picks that we've heard all offseason.
It was stunning.
And why now, though? Why now?
Right, exactly. Which your radar has to be up. Your lying season radar has to be just at full blast in my mind, because I think this is akin to Mike Zimmer, the new head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, doing his best to shoot down Johnny Manziel right before, or I should say after his workout, calling it a circus sideshow type of thing, and being bothered by some of the things that Johnny Manziel said in his interview with the Vikings shortly thereafter. I believe it was the next day. And I put that in the same category because I've heard some people around the league say that was as true a smokescreen as any, because Zimmer, as a defensive-minded head coach, would probably love to have the headache that Manziel can be to defenses on his team. And I think that was – it's an interesting take. Now, maybe Zimmer was giving his honest opinion too. Maybe Mike Pettine was giving us the raw, honest version of what he was saying. But I'm going to be skeptical because history, years have taught me that, that you don't generally get that kind of frank approach. If it's frank and honest, it'll be refreshing. If it plays out just the way the head coach said it, you and I will get on the show afterward and say, you know what, Pettine gave us the, he was giving us the roadmap, but I'm not positive that that's the case. I'm suspicious of it. I think you are too.
Yes.
But it's worth talking about. And really, again, 216-578-0850, when we talk with people, I want to hear in your mind, what level of priority is quarterback? Because I'll tell you where I am on this. And my mock draft that I'm going to introduce today, yours, we're going to give out our version. This will be version 3.0, both of us. Kevin Jones, also our staff writer, will be sharing his later in the show. Mine's going to reflect that you still need a quarterback on your football team for the long haul, and I don't believe this team necessarily believes it has that guy. And it needs to come out of this draft with that guy, and I am not hung up on where that guy is taken. The fourth pick doesn't bother me on that, and it could be the 26th. It could be something in between. But I'm not following Pettine's lead and saying he's telling us it's never going to happen at four, because in my mind, I'm thinking independently of that, that I think it happens where you have the conviction of it happening. I have a conviction, so I'm going to express that. By the way, we're going to talk draft just in, and I know you want to jump in here, but Daniel Jeremiah is going to join us at 1:15, so in about 10 minutes or so. NFL Network draft analyst, former personnel guy, worked for the Baltimore Ravens. We'll get a lot of good thoughts from him. Also from NFL Network, Ian Rapoport at 1:45. We look forward to getting Ian's dirt because he's a good NFL insider. And we're going to do our mock drafts at 2:15. Nathan and I will, and Kevin Jones as well. And then we're going to have an interesting guest, 2:30, Jerry Sandusky, the play-by-play voice of the Baltimore Ravens. But what's interesting with Jerry, his dad, John Sandusky, was a former Cleveland Browns player. And Jerry's written a book that's pretty fascinating about kind of the life and times of growing up the son of this former play, of a player, and also talking about his career as an NFL broadcaster.
To me, whether Mike Pettine told the truth or didn't, you still are guessing. He may have led you down one path, right, and it could turn out to be true, but you don't believe it, so you're still guessing about it. Or he pulled the smoke out there and led you down another path. These are the words from him. And are we right? Can we pop some of that Pettine sound on? Because I think it's good to hear directly what he said.
Yeah, Matt.
All right, here we go. Let's go with this one. We'll go in order. Very difficult to start a rookie quarterback day one.
I think it's extremely difficult to come in right out of essentially a rookie camp and do a training camp and all of a sudden be ready to be a starter in the NFL. I think that's a rare guy that can handle that, and he has to have a great supporting cast in order to do it. So it's something you hope to avoid, because I think you can set that player back and set your team back.
That doesn't mean that you can't draft a quarterback at four. It means that Brian Hoyer, on the road in Pittsburgh, as of today, probably would be the person considered most likely to start. You don't need to rush them out there. And that says to me, maybe be ready if we do draft quarterback at four. He might not be the week one starter. I'm just putting that out there.
I would fully agree with that. I embrace that thought process. You know that. You and I have gone kind of back and forth on this show on the idea that, you know, if you're stuck in that thinking that a rookie can't deliver, and you've pointed to in recent years, look at the ones who have delivered at rookies, and that's viable as well. But I am of that thinking, and it definitely aligns with Mike Pettine, which I put in the more of an old school category that says the game is still such that you need time and it's preferred. Coaches, if you recall what I was bringing up, and at the time Rob Chudzinski was the head coach of the Browns, I was bringing up a coach's perspective. I said, you ask the coaches, and they'll say just what you heard Mike Pettine say. And he
sure
said it.
That they prefer.
That they prefer. And it still doesn't mean, by the way, he wouldn't start a rookie. He's going to leave it open to competition, but he's not comfortable with it. That still doesn't mean you don't take the quarterback at four.
Absolutely not. And what goes into that, and he says ideally they don't want to take a quarterback at four. They're going to stay true to their sequence when it comes to the draft.
Oh, okay. We don't have that cut, but But that was what he said.
Ideally, we don't want to take a quarterback at four. He also said they don't see tackle as a position of need. Do we have that one? If not, I can say it because that's basically what he said as well.
You got to say it in Mike's voice.
That's all right. So basically, he's happy with Mitchell Schwartz. We're happy what we saw with him on tape, and we don't consider tackle a position of need in this draft.
That's right.
Those are the kind of the three things that have led us to either believe that, A, this is, you know, they're not going to go tackle quarterback at four. That kind of puts the needle, in my opinion, at a Sammy Watkins or Mike Evans if you go receiver, at a Khalil Mack if he falls that far, if you want to go with a pass rusher. Or it's basically saying, listen, I'm going to throw that out there and you guys can think what you want, but we know what we're doing, et cetera, et cetera. And it might be something that surprises you.
Very little happens in this business unintentionally. Sometimes there is raw stuff. Sometimes you do get candid or candor from coaches, from people. You tend to get it, I think, a little more from players than coaches, but even players are coached to be on message. And I think that's what we're, you know, what we generally see. And I can speak for this particular team. Talking points are discussed with the head coach before he ever stands in front of the microphones, whether it's even in this studio or in front of the gaggle of mics as it was yesterday.
It's like the scene in The Princess Bride where they're engaged in the battle of wits, and he says, I know that you know that I'm lying, so therefore I can't take the cup in front of you, and you know that I would know that you were lying, so I can't take the cup in front of me.
Right.
Mike, part of it is everybody knows that people are blowing smoke, so either you are blowing smoke or you're using the knowledge that people expect you to be blowing smoke to be able to say whatever you want. Do we have any more of an idea of what the Browns intend to do?
No. But those who are inclined to say no quarterback at four – feel that was supported. And to back it up a little bit, Mike Pettine also, in his recent interview that aired on NFL Network, it was a couple weeks ago, in which he said, you know, there won't be the quarterback-centric thinking on this team, that you want to minimize the importance of the position or don't overplay it and be strong around it and then include the quarterback, build up everything around it. All right, we're going to get thoughts on what the Browns will do with their two first-round picks, maybe with their entire draft. We'll see how far Daniel Jeremiah has taken it, but for sure this quarterback topic is a big one with him. And this was the guy who was with the Ravens when, and this came out, and I put this in the Daily Kickoff that's posted on ClevelandBrowns.com yesterday about Brady Quinn. Brady Quinn saying in an interview, I believe it was with NFL Network, where he basically said the Ravens were on the line with him prior, and this was 2007, prior to the Browns making him the 22nd overall pick, and the Ravens were supposedly going to try to pull off a trade that would move them from the bottom of the first round or near it to 23rd, where they could take him, but that trade was never executed. It was going to be with the Chiefs. Never executed. The Chiefs stayed put. Ravens stayed put. And, of course, Quinn ended up a Cleveland Brown. But Jeremiah was working for the Ravens back then, so we want to get his thoughts on that. Just getting this started. He is Nathan Zagura. I'm Vic Carucci. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, and we are driven by Liberty Ford.